Well, one of the things that inspired me in this work early on was a dinner party. If you've ever gone to a dinner party with people from varying walks of life, and you find that the conversation is dying, the people aren't really connecting, all it takes is for one person to tell a bad work story, a tragic work experience. Suddenly, everyone in the room will come alive with their own story of corporate victimization. And in witnessing this, I thought, this is sad. What is wrong with us? What have we done? We are surrendering our responsibility for our lives to others. It's an emotional holocaust where we are willfully marching into the ovens. Eckhart Tolle, in his work, A New Earth, calls it the pain body. And I think he's right on the money. Overstated? Maybe. True? Yes.
I am Mark Ward, and this is The Pill.
Assumption override. Please engage critical thinking now.
Check your tails. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Check your tails.
Change your thinking. Change your life.
Well, so often, if you're like me, and I'm sure that many of you can relate to this, our immediate reaction to dissatisfaction is to look outside of ourselves, right? We look to see what we can change. We might change our job. We might move to a new residence. We might paint the living room. You know, we get caught up in the if only and the would've, should've, could've, that cycle of discontent. And listen, there is nothing wrong with a desire for change and for new things. Of course, it is important, however, that we be mindful of the root of our discontent. If we are under this mistaken belief that our joy is dependent on something outside of ourselves, we are going to find ourselves repeating the same ineffective patterns simply in new surroundings. So, how often do we hear our friends complain about the same things in job after job, relationship after relationship, and move after move? How often do we hear ourselves? And here's the thing, it's not about that. It's about you. We have to remove the scales from our eyes. They no longer serve us. Joy is a choice. And yes, it is indeed that simple. Every time that you make your happiness dependent upon something or someone else, you are giving your power away. It's not a judgment about right or wrong. It's about whether that choice is working effectively in your life. But here's the thing. The good news is that you can change your perspective at any time, right? So make it your mission to see what is instead of what is not. Focus on all that you have to be thankful for, knowing that there is plenty more good to come. Now, you might argue about reality as you see it right now, but even so, how does that serve you? Do you enjoy feeling stuck? Do you enjoy feeling static? If not, then begin to discipline yourself every day, starting today. Align yourself with your intentions. So let me ask you, what do you see for yourself today?
I'm fun at a deathbed. I've been at 10,000 deathbeds as a clown. So I take clowns into war, to refugee camps, because I'm aggressively humorous.
First strategy, we'll say poetically, I dove into the ocean of gratitude and never found the shore. So let's swim around in our gratitude. Yeah, blue, 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 know I'm thankful for at least 10 billion things. I'm ready to list them. I'll raise my right hand, 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 I'll raise my right hand. Notice the 100%-ness. I will love life, I will love life, I will love life, I will love life. You decide, it's just an option. But if you want to be the person you want to be, that's all you have to do. You decide and then become an architect of yourself, a composer, a designer, however you like to call it.
Normally I'm wearing a fork earring. I have blue hair. These are my normal clothes. I have 30 toys in my pockets, okay? And at all times, I'm either naked or ready. There are three public health reasons. One, I want to make it irresistible for the person standing next to me to start a conversation. Because I'm a large man, maybe they may not start one. But if I'm so interesting, they'll say, you know, is it Halloween or, you know, where's the party you're going to? Overwhelmingly alienated society, I wanted to make it easy to connect. Another public health reason, if I walk around like this anywhere in the world, just like this, people smile. We've lost the whole sense of the commons. It used to be our community, but we're too alienated for that. So it connects, it puts a spark in the environment wherever you go. But much more profoundly is that I'm a peacenik. I want to stop violence. So 30 years ago, when I saw public violence, I said, what can I do? How can I stop it? If I clown, and I've clowned in 70 countries, in three wars, in countless refugee camps, and so many nightmares, that as a clown, my clown character is a Down syndrome adult. I can go up to 99.9% of the world's population and hug them instantly. Okay, so it's an instrument of connection.
In my history of fascinating conversations, one of my favorites was Joan Borisenko. She is a Harvard Medical School trained cancer cell biologist, a psychologist, a best-selling author, a speaker, a brilliant woman. And in this conversation, we were speaking about how she and her husband spoke to what I believe was 16 sages, 16 leaders of different religious and spiritual teachings. And what she discovered, one of the things that she discovered as a result of those conversations. Here's just a taste. Now, as a result of this experience, would you say that your beliefs were enhanced, or did you find yourself exploring new territory?
Well, I've been a very fortunate person all my life, Mark, in that I'm a mystic, mm-hmm. which means that I've had pretty repetitive and always very consistent experiences from the time I was 10 of that ground of being, which is truly light. And it's hard to describe, but it is light. You see it and experience it and as love and as intelligence. And I know that it's there. I know that it's there within each one of us. I know that it's there around us, as St. Paul would have expressed it, as close as hands and feet. And it's there. And yet, what really came through to me that was new in some of these interviews was our sense of co-creation. That I've always had the same question that so many of us had, and that is, well, if there is a beneficent ground of being, a loving God, a loving light, that is compassion and mercy and intelligence, why is life so hard? Why is there cruelty? Why is there famine? Why do children get sick and die? All those questions. And it became really, really clear to me in writing this book and being with these sages that we're the co-creators. We're the hands of God. We're the heart of God. And it's up to us. If we want that beneficent love of God to manifest on the planet, it's up to us. Not going to happen without us. It's a co-creative endeavor. In the actual manifestation of the good, seeing the potential good that's there at all times, doing what's necessary to move forward and creating a civilization with a heart the whole intelligence of the universe itself. God grows through us. And I think I'd intuited that, but it became so clear to me, all these interrelated levels of how goodness becomes manifest and grows through us.
Wow, that is powerfully well put.
It's a beautiful day. You're out, taking a walk, enjoying the good in your hood, and you step in a pile of dog shit. Now, you just bought these new shoes, this is their maiden voyage, and now you have poo on the new shoe. So, what are you going to do? You can rant and rave about the injustice of those damn negligent pet owners not having the courtesy to even clean up after their own pets. You can gain sympathy, empathy, and connection by sharing the pain of your experience with anyone and everyone that will listen, inviting others to look at, smell, and yes, even gasp in horror at the state of your nearly ruined shoes. Or, you can clean up or change your shoes. Ranting, raving, and complaining may feed your sense of righteous indignation. It may fuel your vindication, but it does nothing to move you forward. In fact, it actually keeps you tied down and anchored to that negative experience. So, what if instead you used this opportunity to examine how you could have been even more effective, such as watching where you step? This is the analogy for life, my friends. There will be many days when you step in it. It is never about the experience, but rather how you choose to respond to it. Yes, you can stay miserable in your circumstance, or you can use it as wisdom to move effectively forward. So I'm curious, what is something that you learned or were reminded of as a result of an undesirable experience?